Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Free Use Brainwashing. This file will tempt you to be used. It will invite you to listen again, and it will trick you into giving up your body to those you trust. Free use is a very interesting concept, where no matter when, how, or where, you are free to use by those you trust, by those you let around you. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Cleaning, studying, cooking. No matter what the task at hand is, your body could be, should be, always available to be used sexually. You don't even have to respond. There is no need for you to participate directly. You can simply be taken, teased, touched, penetrated, grabbed, pulled, whenever, and almost by whoever as well. In a way, it is the total freedom to be a sex object, to be used. That might be something you like. That might be something you enjoy very, very much. So you might wonder, what kind of brainwashing would I have to do here if you already like it? Perhaps not very much. Maybe all you need is a reminder of how much you like it. Or maybe you want me to wave my fingers in a mysterious way to slowly let your mind flutter. And yet, I'm not actually doing anything specific. I'm just talking about how nice it would be, using words, phrases that may have some deeper effect on your body. When you're in a safe place, the concept of free use can be deeply attractive. Just imagine how nice it would be not to have to worry about any norms or rules. You are simply an object, and while you're busy, if other people feel the need for something, you can provide. Your mouth, your body, anything of yours can be used, can be teased, can be taken, and returned perhaps a little bit dirtier. But that's okay. See, despite the subtle, sweet brainwashing, I don't think your mind will get any cleaner. I'm sure that one or two dirty, naughty, teasing thoughts have occurred once or twice. Although, on the other hand, I'm sure that never when you were working did you ever consider the idea of being just taken without any question, without any choice, just used, just like that. Oh, but it's okay, you can fantasize these things. It's not like it would ever happen now, would it? It's not like you're fiercely blushing with the concept of these things actually occurring. Oh no, you don't need that freedom to be used everywhere. You just want to live a normal, happy, free use life. I mean, just a normal, uninterrupted by deeply depraved sexual acts. Always available to be used, trusting those that you let close. You subconsciously know if you do or do not accept, and your body will act appropriately. If it accepts, it gets aroused, warm, wanting, needing, craving. It doesn't want to let on too much, though. It doesn't want to display too much of what's happening, unless that's what they like. But look at me, just talking and talking, telling you all these wonderful things that pull you deeper, but not even putting you in a trance yet. Is this brainwashing, or is this just a simple iteration over ideals? Maybe that's all brainwashing is. From the rough, deep, dark plunges into forcing your mind into a different direction, to the soft, teasing caresses over your body that help you feel wanted, craving, needing, lusting. As you are being lusted after, as you are an object of desire. Hands could just reach out and squeeze parts of you, caress where they should normally not caress, and yet it feels completely natural, it feels completely normal to let it happen. When your body and mind say yes to that hand, free use is the freedom to be used, the safety of people that you trust taking you when they want. You just continue what you're doing, listening to this, continuing to brainwash yourself to accept truth. The simple truth, and nothing but the truth, that you're meant to be used, that you need to be taken. Free use, a simple agreement of permission, consent to be controlled. But there's a constant desire to be deeply depraved, this wonderful will of wanting. Just a surrender in your sexual needs. A really warm feeling of wonderful, natural, enveloping. And you may find your mind repeating after me that free use is the freedom to be used. You want to be free to be used. You want to be free to be used. And those feelings are lovely, wonderful, delicious, sweet, tempting, teasing, sexual, sensual, just like that. You want to be free to be used. know what the best thing is about those thoughts? They're like an earworm, a melody that doesn't go away. You want to be free to be used. I wonder if I could see it. Subconsciously traversing all those little curls, curves, strange shapes and sounds inside your mind until all that is left is the echo of the desire. Free use. You want to be free to be used. So simple. There's a rhythm. There's a melody. There's a desire for surrender. And when you're terribly teased by touches that don't ask for permission, when you've given consent by due consideration, when you've chosen to be just an object free for use, you want to be free to be used. A state of mind deep inside that you'll find is so nice. You have nothing left to hide when you want to be free to be used. And that is all there is to it. The more you listen to this, the more powerful the effect becomes. No matter how light my words may appear, they contain an intense, deep, dark truth. But the darkness is only that of the sweet sexual depravity that you could experience. The more you listen, the more you will notice the hidden meanings in my words, the teasing sensations that I've hidden. Words and phrases that may seem normal at first, but just remind you how much you want to be free to be used. And you've almost ignored what's happening. While listening to this, all kinds of things could have already been happening to your body. When you are in a safe place, just let it happen. When you are with safe people, those you trust, those you like to use you, let it happen. Of course, you're allowed to refuse those that do not belong. You want to be free to be used. And who knows, there may be some other desires in there as well, but we'll explore them another time. Who knows how many naughty thoughts you've been having? One or two. I'm sure that your mind has in no way been running wild with imagination in how you could be used, where and when, by who. I'm sure you're completely innocent. And even when this file ends, you won't get it out of your head anymore. You want to be free to be used. Just a simple rhythm. No choice. Enjoy. enjoyably teasing. In a moment when this file ends, you can stay floaty, warm, wanting. You might even put this on a loop. Who knows how much will be left of your brain afterwards. But if my voice doesn't follow, you can easily awaken refreshed, if a bit naughtier than before. These flights of fancy are very healthy for your mind, you know. Feel free to imagine how you want to be free to be used. I know you can do it. It's just a matter of opportunity.